Today on Compassion Radio.
If you don't go there, you can imagine what the situation is. There is no water source, there is no drainage system, there is you can name and they don't have anything. And in inhuman condition they are living. At least we are going there, giving some food. Even if we help 10,000 people at one trip, it's nothing compared to 1 million. But that's what we can do. If we can do more, we will do it. If God provides resources.
Well, hello and welcome to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Richard Sarkar is Conscience International's Southeast Asia Program Director. A native of Bangladesh, Richard's work includes feeding Rohingya refugees from Myanmar and delivering medicine to the celebrated Memorial Christian Mission Hospital in Mulungat. He's also built two schools for educating over 300 children in the village of Shambugani. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to stay with us as he and Bram catch up on the latest. Here's part one of their conversation.
Richard Sarkar, it's been a while since you and I have talked about much of anything, so I wanted to check in on some of the most recent advances in the work of Conscience International, which you are a senior representative for, and you've been active in a lot of parts of the world. So get me caught up. Last time we talked, you were doing some of your first look-sees into what was happening with Rohingya projects in Burma and the eastern part of Bangladesh. What's been keeping you busy the past year and a half?
Well, since then, I have been there twice with a lot of food items, especially rice and lentils, which is staple for them,
right?
And distribute to the different camps. And actually, in one of my trips, my wife also joined me and visited some of the clinics. Being a physician, her interest was to look at some of the health facilities run by other organizations. And she was really had a warm welcome from the military authority and everything. And it was such a joy to be there and meet all those officials and also help the refugees there.
Now, Richard, you are one of the few people that we know of that has actually been able to spend time in the no man's land between where other reporters and investigators are allowed to go by the Burmese government in that no man's land between there and Bangladesh, and your familiarity with the cultures on both sides of the border. Hello?
Yes, I went to the camp that is controlled by the Bangladesh military.
Now, the time you spent there, you assessed that there was a massive need and you weren't able to meet all the needs you wanted to at the time. What do the Christians in America need to understand, Richard, about what's been happening with those populations and being caught in the vice between two governments?
Yes, my main focus is to help the needy and unfortunate people who have been victims of politics or whatever you call religious violence and all that. But we are not to judge that. But as believers, as Christians, our role is to help those who are in need, no matter where they are and what the circumstances are. We are not going to judge them. They need help, and we should do as much as we can for those poor people.
Now, we've talked before between you and I and times that I've spent with Jim Jennings, your director and your boss at Conscience International, about the difference between doing things for Christians versus doing things as Christians would do them in the fields where they find themselves, and the subtlety between that and doing something in the name of Jesus. Where do you find yourself lining up with God's call in your life, Richard, about reaching those who are in need? Is it all about sharing the gospel directly and vocally, or is there something more subtle going on?
Yes, my core belief drives me to that kind of activities, because Jesus told us to help those who are in need, not based on what their religion and ethnic backgrounds are. And Dr. James Jennings, who is our president, also, we agree that our job is to go where the need is and match the need and resources. And whenever we can, for example, I'm going back again soon. I'm leaving on mid-October, and I'll be making another trip there and take a truckload of food relief for them. You know, no matter how small it is, we are trying to do as best as we can. And if we have resources, we can do more.
Now, you have gone a number of times and taken, as you say, rice and lentils and basic staple foods. How many people were in dire straits and in need of food relief when you were there last time?
Well, we took about 1,000 bags of rice and lentil together, but there are almost a million, according to some statistics. And everybody needs help. And it's not that they're having a lavish life or anything like that. It's not only food. Food, shelter, water, everything, and clothing. But we do food because that's, for us, going 10,000 miles away, we don't have any office or any permanent staff there to do other things. So, but need is enormous. Yeah. Even if it is a drop in the ocean, it is something that we can do.
There have been some wildly varying estimates on the number of Rohingya refugees that were on the move, between anywhere 50,000 up to, as you say, a million. You've been there personally to see the numbers and have counted them and done surveys. If there really are or were a million people that were on the move trying to escape the military reprisals of the Burmese government, how many are still remaining in that area?
They're still there. Nobody has moved. Because the conditions are not such that they can go, and they are not willing to go because their demands are like they never got citizenship in that country, and they are saying unless we are granted citizenship and get a guarantee that we'll not be tortured or killed, we cannot go back in this kind of situation.
Is there any hope on the Bangladesh side of the border? Is there a chance for citizenship in that country?
It doesn't look like, because Bangladesh also thinks that they belong, they don't belong to this country. They have been living in Burma for hundreds of years, and it is a burden for Bangladesh government, I think, that taking care of so many people, extra people. Yeah. But I hear that there is a new land that has been acclaimed from the ocean, and they are trying some kind of rehabilitation for some of them. But I don't know if it is going to work out or how they will manage. But I do not see any hope that these people will go back under the present conditions.
Okay, Richard, let's talk about hope for a couple of seconds here, because if there is no hope in the current situation and no solution on the horizon, you know, frankly, there are a lot of Christians here in the West, and especially in America, that would say, then what's the point? If they can't be saved, then why bother going to give them a little bit of food in the meantime? I know it's a very harsh kind of mercy to say, just get on with it and not give them any real hope to do so. But if there really is no hope, Richard, then what's the point of us going?
Yeah, but we cannot also let them die without any help. If we don't go there and help them, then politics will be there. And like I first say, that we cannot judge who is wrong or who is right. But these people are in between and has become victim of whatever you call politics. But as Christians, as believers, we need to help them so that people don't die. The mothers, children, old people, and a lot of them die. But as much as we can, we would like to help them.
I'm making the case on behalf of our Compassion Radio listeners, because we need to capture again the kind of hope that transforms and transcends the circumstances. I really do believe that as we are willing to step into the impossible, that we don't discover how capable God is to transform the impossible, and we never will. So we have to literally get in the mix to find out what God intends. It's like he asks for our obedience first to say, just follow me. Stop asking questions. Yeah. Stop asking for rationalizations. Just do the right thing and watch what I can do with that. And you and the rest of the folks at Conscious International have been very much in the front lines of these things for many years, and you're very much under the radar. It's one of the reasons why Norm and Cher appreciated you all so much and became friends with you over the years was because you didn't have a big PR campaign. And our opportunity to speak to your needs and give voice to them, to our Compassion Radio audience, was at least something that could inspire and engender a strong prayer life, an activist kind of prayer life for the people that we speak to. And it's ended up helping us to join you in other projects along the way. And we're looking forward to that opportunity as soon as we can do it again. But it's important, at least for right now, that our people hear and understand that the Rohingya of Northeast Bangladesh and Northwest Burma are still stuck.
They're suffering when there is heavy rain, when there is winter and cold, and all of them are suffering. And we can't do much. Yeah. Although there are hundreds of organizations, including United Nations, they are doing as much as they can. But it's a huge population to take care.
And it's fair to remind our listeners that we're not talking about open spaces. Like, if you think about the desert refugee camps that are across Jordan, Iraq, and maybe even inside of Syria now, there's still firm land on which to map out a camp. Maybe completely without water and a miserable place to be, but you're not going to get flooded out or drowned. The people that you're dealing with in that part of the world are in the lowlands at the bottom of nothing, and there is no infrastructure. There's not even roads. It's hard to get our minds around how little there is to work with in these places. So
And if you don't go there, you can imagine what the situation is. There is no water source. There is no drainage system. There is you can name, and they don't have anything. Yeah. And in an inhuman condition, they are living. At least we are going there, giving some food. Even if we help 10,000 people at one trip, it's nothing compared to 1 million. But that's what we can do. If we can do more, we will do it.
Yeah.
If God provides the resources.
Okay, Richard, we've established the desperation and the need, and given basically some shapes to. We've given some shape to the scope of the problem, and.
Yes.
Obviously, we are not going to address every bit of it, nor is Conscious International. Okay. You mentioned that other organizations, including the UN, have gotten involved in some respects.
Yes.
And it's like one of those all hands on deck needs. And they're, of course, they're not the only refugee crisis in the world today, but they're one that's close to your heart because of your upbringing, your family history in Bangladesh, your knowledge, intimate knowledge of the cultures involved. And that's one of the reasons why Dr. Jennings put you on point for this.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. The second half of today's conversation is coming up in just a moment.
Hi, friends. Here's a quick update on our growth goals for the rest of 2019. To start with, a big thank you to all who responded to our summer challenge. We've grown our vision team larger than ever, and that means we can focus more on the ministry opportunities that are coming our way. We still have two important goals to reach this year in order to take on some faith-stretching and desperately needed projects in 2020. We'll be sharing a lot more about those in the days to come. The first goal is to grow our vision team by another 200 people. That simply means Compassion Radio becomes part of your faithful mission giving at the level the Lord enables you to give. I know that gifts of all sizes are exactly what the Lord uses to build His kingdom around the world. If you're on a fixed income or if you run a large business, your giving matters to the Lord and to His kingdom servants. Your generosity here makes it possible for us to bring you some truly amazing stories and news from the front lines of faith. Think of it this way. Compassion Radio makes it possible for God's courageous people around the world to bring you a daily gift of encouragement and inspiration. We invite you inside the greatest movements of God in the history of Christianity. Is that worth something to you? I certainly hope so. It's our vision team members that literally keep us going day to day. Second, we've got a year-end budget challenge of $100,000 that we must meet to make sure that we can continue on the station where you hear this program every day. I'm confident in you and the Lord's provision to make that possible. Our vision team is leading the way on this.
If you haven't given in a while, would you consider joining them to meet this special appeal? Friends, thank you so much for taking the special appeal to heart, and we are so grateful for you.
To join the Compassion Radio Vision Team, go to CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. Celebrating 75 years in Christian broadcasting, this is Compassion Radio.
I'm making the case on behalf of our Compassion Radio listeners because we need to capture again the kind of hope that transforms and transcends the circumstances. I really do believe that as we are willing to step into the impossible, that we don't discover how capable God is to transform the impossible, and we never will. So we have to literally get in the mix to find out what God intends. It's like he asks for our obedience first to say, just follow me. Stop asking questions. Yeah. Stop asking for rationalizations. Just do the right thing and watch what I can do with that. And you and the rest of the folks at Conscious International have been very much in the front lines of these things for many years, and you're very much under the radar. It's one of the reasons why Norm and Cher appreciated you all so much and became friends with you over the years was because you didn't have a big PR campaign. And our opportunity to speak to your needs and give voice to them, to our Compassion Radio audience, was at least something that could inspire and engender a strong prayer life, an activist kind of prayer life for the people that we speak to. And it's ended up helping us to join you in other projects along the way. And we're looking forward to that opportunity as soon as we can do it again. But it's important, at least for right now, that our people hear and understand that the Rohingya of Northeast Bangladesh and Northwest Burma are still stuck.
They're suffering when there is heavy rain, when there is winter and cold, and all of them are suffering. And we can do much. Yeah. Although there are hundreds of organizations, including United Nations, they are doing as much as they can. But it's a huge population to take care.
And it's fair to remind our listeners that we're not talking about open spaces. Like, if you think about the desert refugee camps that are across Jordan, Iraq, and maybe even inside of Syria now, there's still firm land on which to map out a camp. It may be completely without water and a miserable place to be, but you're not going to get flooded out or drowned. The people that you're dealing with in that part of the world are in the lowlands at the bottom of nothing, and there is no infrastructure. There's not even roads. It's hard to get our minds around how little there is to work with in these places. So
And if you don't go there, you can imagine what the situation is. There is no water source. There is no drainage system. There is you can name, and they don't have anything. Yeah. And in an inhuman condition, they are living. At least we are going there, giving some food. Even if we help 10,000 people at one trip, it's nothing compared to 1 million. But that's what we can do. If we can do more, we will do it.
Yeah.
If God provides resources.
Okay, Richard, we've established the desperation and the need, and given basically some shapes to. We've given some shape to the scope of the problem, and.
Yes.
Obviously, we are not going to address every bit of it, nor is Conscious International. Yeah. You mentioned that other organizations, including the UN, have gotten involved in some respects.
Yes.
And it's like one of those all hands on deck needs. And they're, of course, they're not the only refugee crisis in the world today, but they're one that's close to your heart because of your upbringing, your family history in Bangladesh, your knowledge, intimate knowledge of the cultures involved. And that's one of the reasons why Dr. Jennings put you on point for this. Let me ask you about the good news. What things have happened in the past couple of years that you've said God was here and he did something miraculous?
Well, when I think about the project that we started 7 years ago in my home village, we started with 80 children. You probably know about that project. We started a school and community development program. Mm-hmm. Now it has grown to be a 250 children getting education, without which they would never get the light of education or anything like that. And recently we went back, my wife and I, and we raised money through our friends and fundraising dinner and built another school building because we could not accommodate all those increased number of children. So I can see God is working there, God is there, and it is so wonderful. My wife and I were present during the inauguration of the new school building. And now we have more room for more children. And I'm going back and because we had to leave right after the inauguration. Didn't have a chance to stay there longer to make arrangements for everything.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Now, second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. And that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. Be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.